All right. Well, one of the really fun things about putting together the music for this festival is finding bands that are new to us, and that we might be giving them an audience that's new to them. And that's the case with this band here. I heard a lot of buzz about this band, but it was my first opportunity to see them last night. And boy, howdy. For those of you who were not here last night, you are in for a real treat. This wind that's kicking up right now is just going to give you the added sensation that you are on a speeding freight train, because that is going to be the case for the next hour. We are so glad these guys are a part of our festival this year. Newly signed Rounder Recording Artists. Would you please make welcome the Poe Ramblin' Boys.
Love me some truth. As I see heaven stars hover over me, there's a love in my heart. 25 in old rain. I'm on the way back to the old home. And light in the window I long to see. I'm on the way back to the old home. On that road winds on up the hill. But there's no light in the window. One that shines long ago where I live.
He's scared of bugs.
I've never seen a dragonfly as big as a 747.
I think we flew in on that from Calgary to Seattle the other day. Boy, what's that?
Do you have them in Kentucky?
I don't think, not that big, no. That was...
We got helicopters.
It surprised me, but it just... Anyhow. Yeah, we call those helicopters in Tennessee. Anyhow. Thank y'all for hanging out with us here at Blue Waters, and hopefully y'all are having a great time. There's been some great music all day long, and I know there's going to be a whole lot more all night. What about Kenny and Amanda? That was a good time, wasn't it? That was nice. I love that. But they was only a little bit funny. But Amanda's more funny than Kenny. I hate to tell him that. It's a West Virginia thing, I guess. But there she is. There she is. If she was only up here for the dragonfly, it would have been good. Anyhow, we'll get on with the show here. And thank you all for coming by the table last night. Had all kinds of people come up and shake and howdy with us. And we'll be setting up CDs here in a little bit right after the show as well.
I mean, we got chickens
in the Come on up here and sing another one for them. If you would, make him welcome all the way from the state of Kentucky where they don't have dragonflies. Josh Rinkle right there.
Every night there's a fight over me. One of these that I've got but just can't see. They just look at me and sigh, my arms they wanna die. They go wild, simply wild over me.
Coming to you from the great state of North Dakota, doing a fine job over here. If you would make him welcome, right here, right now, at Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival, Mr. Jasper the Wrenchin, right there. Yeah. There he is, You got anything important to say?
I sure don't.
Okay. I tell you what, we almost had a bad accident back there. You know, was y'all here when that blue tent did a flip, backflip back there? Well, his suit was hung up in that. And so it was up in that tree, but it was still hanging where you had placed it.
Yeah.
And so when that tent come back down, your suit was okay.
That was a fine hanger.
Yeah, it was a, that was a, keep that hanger. Yeah, put that in a safe deposit box. That's a good one. Anyhow, let's see. We didn't do like Hear Him Preach It yesterday, did we?
I don't think we did.
Jimmy Martin's birthday was yesterday. He turned 91 years old, and he's not around anymore, but we still talk about Jimmy Martin. Martin is a legend, and a legend in his own right, that's for sure, and by music and by just by being Jimmy Martin. And this is one of his gospel songs that he cut way back in the day. Him and Paul Williams wrote this song. We'll do it for you now. This is on our gospel project that we have available. One called, I'd Like to Hear Him Preach It.
I like to hear him preach it. I like to hear him pray. I like to hear him talk about the good old gospel way. can't live without. I was an unbeliever, I didn't believe in God. I was always sinning as upon this earth I trod. But since I found I'm sinning, now I'm not alone. Salvation is the only way that we can get home. I like to hear them preaching, I like to hear them pray. I like to hear them talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible as they all began to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without. Time I found out God is everywhere. I like to hear him preaching, I like to hear him pray. I like to hear him talk about the good old gospel way. They read it from the Bible as they all began to shout. And I'm convinced that's one thing that we can't live without.
So Divine album. Lots of things. Well, got another Jimmy Martin song on there. Got a few of the songs that you might never have heard before. Some songs from I've collected over the years from Missouri. We've got Josh's neighbor. He's on there. He's up in his upper 80s. And he's got a really cool Ralph Stanley style voice, mountain style voice, and he sang on there with us. My grandmother is on there. She's been gone for 25 years, and we found some recordings of her singing. And so my great-grandpa kicks off with a steel guitar, and grandma comes in and sings, and then we kind of join in a little bit later. Pretty cool project if y'all like gospel music. Mr. Brown, would you like to sing a song? This fella right here comes to you all the way from Kentucky. And he drove the van over here the other day, and he drives the banjo. Does a fine job back here. If you would make him welcome here at Blue Waters, that is Mr. Jeremy Brown. Give him a hand, everybody.
We love Kentucky, keep on shining. That's gone. And
ahead and introduce the fellow that's playing the mandolin for you. How many of y'all saw us yesterday? Any of you? Oh, that's good. That's good.
Can't tell the same joke again.
Some of y'all, yeah, I can't tell the same joke. So great. Oh, well, that's all right. I'll just go ahead and introduce him. He's doing a fine job of picking the mandolin, does a real fine job singing a whole bunch. But right now, he's going to play you a little instrumental.
Oh, really?
That he learned a long time ago. He learned how to play mandolin in the great state of Missouri. And the fellow that taught him how to play taught him this song, and it's one that he wrote. CJ's got a whole project of mandolin songs. There's half of them are ones that he wrote, and half of them are the ones that the fellow that taught him how to play wrote.
Exactly.
And he put them, well, actually, he keeps telling people it's half and half, but there's only 13 songs, so I'm trying to figure out. He says they didn't collaborate on one, so anyways, I don't know how. Yeah, Ozark Math. Yeah. But anyways, he'll come up and do you a song right now. He ran out of the CDs on this run, but if you have iTunes, you can get on there and download it, or just go ahead and send him a message on the Facebook. You can get on the Poor Album Boys and email him, and he'll mail you one. That's right. Put it right in the mail. But make him welcome right here. That's CJ Lewandowski.
Thank you.
right there, folks, doing a fine job. Thank you kindly. We're going to go ahead and after this set, we're going to be under that blue tent right there. We got some t-shirts for sale. They're Poor Ramblin' Boys t-shirts, not just random t-shirts. I mean, we've been known to just sell the stuff right off our back before, but this time they're brand new Poor Ramblin' Boys shirts. So,
never been worn,
not once, I promise. We got, I think we got almost every size, small through, no, we're missing
3X.
We're missing 3Xs, but we got smalls, mediums, larges, extra larges, 2Xs, even 4X shirts. So come on over there and visit us. We got the CDs as well, Back to the Mountains and our fine gospel project that we just put out 2 months ago. God's love is so divine. Right now, I believe we're going to go ahead and do you a song that we enjoy doing a whole lot. We're going to get CJ to come up here and sing a little lead on this one as well. It's one entitled Leaving.
Thinking of, you got one up.
You got
one right there on your heart.
Yeah, he's got something on his heart.
I'll do all over.
Yeah, you done that yesterday, buddy.
Later.
Yeah.
Well.
You got one for the fine folks? Y'all want to hear him sing another song, don't you?
Yeah.
All the time.
Let me
try
it, buddy. We done that yesterday. Go up to the G chord.
G chord. We done that one yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Okay. What did we do?
That
one off the record.
Hang on. That dragonfly still got me flustered. I thought dragons were just in the movies. And Harry Potter and stuff. Yeah. But anyways, I'll do this song right here. It's on our album that's going to be over there after the show. This is one I wrote about some advice that my dad gave me. And And he said, no matter how far you go in life and no matter how bad you mess up, just remember where you came from, because you can always go back home. And so I wrote this tune right here, and it's called Remember Where You Came From.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Honky-tonking a little bit?
Yeah!
Y'all want to go honky-tonking with us? Yeah, they do. Look at them. Don't get too excited now. It's okay. Right here in the woods, we can go honky-tonking out here.
Yeah!
Kentucky with waving long black hair.
glad to be out here at the Blue Waters Festival. This is the first festival we've ever played in Washington State, isn't that right?
That's right.
That's right. So we're mighty glad for y'all to be here with us. We're going to go ahead, I believe, and do you a song right here. Yeah, we're going to call all the boys around. Everybody's feeling a little bit dry.
Awful dry.
Yesterday, it was 16% humidity here. Most of y'all already heard this, but we told it yesterday. But back home in Tennessee, where we live, it was 91% humidity. So it's taking a little adjusting to get to, you know. But right now, we'll go ahead and do you this song. Which one you boys got lined in?
Try the
Northland
song?
Oh, we'll try you this song right here. This is one we just worked up, and if y'all like it, let us know. If you don't like it, don't let us know. Here's one entitled The Ice Covered Birches.
All right.
Time up here. Thank y'all for having us up here at Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival. Maybe sometime we can come see y'all again. That'd be good. You got a song for him there?
Yes, sir. Nigga? Thank you.
to do a song here. Jasper was talking about the fellow that taught me how to play music. His name is Jim Orchard, and he lives in the Ozarks of Missouri. And, that Madeline Project is kind of a tribute to him. And this, we're going to do a song here to close out the day with the song that he wrote. We done that Trouble in B earlier, and this was the B-side to that 45. Yes, in 1969, they put out a 45. And this song was on the flip side, so. On behalf of Jasper over here on the bass, give him one more hand. Jeremy right here on the five-string banjo. Mr. Josh Sprinkle over here on the guitar. And myself, CJ, we're the Four Ramble Boys. Thank you all so much for having us. And we're going to the Ozarks. Sing one, Jasper? Oh, Mrs. Johnson, you want that one again? We could do that again. Or which one? I was thinking the single, folks. Boys. Folks, everybody. This is one that that we just released on Friday on all the iTunes and Apple Music and all that kind of stuff, Spotify. This is our very first single from Rounder Records, so we're kind of tickled with this one. Just came out on Friday. Brand new album. So, coming out spring of 2019, we'll be able to get it on a disc, but this is our first single on Rounder. One called The Next Train South.